Agricultural land is fast being planned for homes and streets in Barrie. At tonight's meeting, city councillors will consider rezoning the southern portion of 680 Lockhart Road to develop 467 residences, 10 municipal streets, elementary and secondary schools. This breaks down to 194 single-family houses, 118 semi-detached homes and 147 townhouses, along with a future development block of 8 units, on the property's southern half. The 60.5-acre property is located on the north side of Lockhart Road and the west side of Yonge Street. Count. Sergio Morales, who represents this part of Barrie, said the density being proposed works. Greenfield developments are done over many years, he said. This one has been in the pipeline for a few years, and while the density is slightly lower than proposals you're seeing now, that are now entering the pipeline, it complements well with proposals that are higher order density, especially those along Mapleview Drive, Yonge Street and other intensification corridors and arterials, roads. Diversity of built form is key, and the fact that this land south of Mapleview will have a mix of schools, densities as well as increased environmentally protected land along Lovers Creek, makes it a forward-thinking plan, the councillor added. The rezoning application is by Rainsong Land Development and is from agriculture general to neighborhood residential, neighborhood multiple residential and educational institutional with special provisions. It's zoned agriculture general, according to Innisfil's zoning bylaw, which remains in effect by virtue of the Barrie-Innisfil Boundary Adjustment Act of 2010. City Council could consider final approval of the rezoning at its March 29 meeting. Development charges, DCs, for this project are $87,281 per single or semi-detached residential unit, and $69,088 per townhouse. The development charge revenue for the proposed development is estimated to be $37.4 million. DCs for hard services would be paid at the time the subdivision agreement is executed. DCs are designed to recover the capital costs associated with residential and non-residential, commercial, industrial, institutional, growth within a municipality from developers, so that existing residents don't have to foot the bill. Phase 1 of this development dates back to 2017, when City Council rezoned and approved a plan of subdivision for the northern half of 680 Lockhart. Rainsong proposed 142 single-detached homes, 100 semi-detached houses and 154th Street townhouses, along with a public elementary school block and a community center, community park block. North of this property, located on the southwest corner of Mapleview Drive East and Yonge Street, council has approved rezoning 8.7 acres from agricultural to general commercial, with site-specific provisions, in order to provide 82,193 square feet of commercial floor area in 6 buildings, a mix of retail and local services, including a food store and a restaurant. This comes from Sobeys Developments Limited Partnership.